أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم صدق الله العظيم. Guys, we discussed yesterday, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the very basic need and necessity of man on this earth, and that is his grain, his food. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself is the cultivator of all of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the seed to split and the plant comes out, or the stem comes out from that seed, and that is the doing only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very, very important need and necessity that man has, something that we cannot do without, and that is water. And Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, that do you not see the water that you drink? Now on the one hand, it is because of the water that we will get our grain, we will get our crops. So that also we need to bear in mind. Allah speaks about the food, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the drink. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we are totally in need and dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Allah asks just one very simple question. Are you the ones that causes the waters to drop down, to come down from the clouds, or are we the ones that send it from the clouds? Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just speaks about that aspect of it. How the formation of the clouds take place, that is also the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. And then that clouds reaches saturation, that is also the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so to say, teases us here, that there you will see the clouds laden with water, dark clouds hovering above you, but you cannot bring that waters down. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And man has experienced that in abundance, that sometimes in the middle of drought, we will see that the clouds will come right in the middle of an area, but no rain. And then a little breeze, a little wind will blow and take those clouds away, and we are left totally helpless. And that is only in the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down those rains from those clouds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that for our very basic need, we are in need of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every other aspect. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes it one step further. Allah says, لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent down that waters, the rains from the clouds, but Allah says, and if we had to make it ujaj, if we had to make it bitter, then فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ, then why do you not appreciate, why do you not give thanks to Allah, why do you not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent down the water that is not only palatable, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept such qualities in the water that when it comes into the ground, it will soak, and then we will see our crops, and we will see everything becomes lush once again. Had Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just made it a little bit salty, just a little bit of salt in it, what would have happened to all the crops in the world? Man would have never been able to cultivate. And that is again a qudrat of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent that waters down, that waters have been so perfectly created by Allah, mixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing in it is extra that will cause havoc with the crops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, Allah's grace upon man. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ, why do you not show your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in appreciation to that, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua that when a person after drinking water, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana adban furatan bi rahmati wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had given us sweet waters to drink, and it is because of His rahmah, His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it salty, nor did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it brackish because of our sins. Allah ta'ala did not change the quality of the water. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. One more again, very basic necessity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you not look at the fire that you kindle? Now today we think that we have moved away from the fire age because we have electricity. But everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here about the fire, fire is used, the fire was used for people to cook food. It was used in industry. It was used for transport. And in the transformation of that, you have electricity. But still that electricity also, we are still dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala stops the supply of the coal, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the solar energy of the sun, where would man be? We will have absolutely nothing. We will be left wanting on this earth. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that do you not see the fire that you kindle? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Are you the ones that create its trees? Now in Arabia and even in India, the people say as far as bamboo, etc. are concerned, that if one is struck to the other, then we will get fire from there. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to both the trees that give off the light, the fire, and also the trees that are used for timber. All of it is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ. Allah says, we have made it a tadhkira. We have made it a reminder. وَمَتَاعًا. And we have made it a source of you to use. But Allah says, للمقوين, for the مقوين. مقوين actually is that person that is traveling, and then he alights, he gets off his conveyance so that he can cook his food. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him because he will be the person that will require the fire, he will require the light and then the fire so that he can make his food, etc. Also hence, some ulama have translated it as the jungle dwellers, people who live in the jungles, they require it first hand, but all of us, the truth is we are in need of it. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we are always and ever in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not only the basics but for every one of our needs. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.